9/11, 12 years later, when I say 9/11, it's the first thing that comes to your mind. Hi, friends, it's Scott Henin, along with Steve Bakken. This is What's on Your Mind. 12 years after 9/11, we want to know what's on your mind. What one word best sums up what happened on 9/11/2001? And that feeling you had when you realized what was happening 12 years ago at this very hour, has it faded 1 year to the next? Or when you come to this day, is it all flushback? A few of the questions I have for you today on the program. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Where were you? It's one of those days you can go back there in a nanosecond, can't you? I can tell you exactly. I remember the hallway I was walking down when somebody said, they got the Pentagon. And you just stop in your tracks and say, what? I can remember every little nuance. I remember the first hug with my wife after 9/11. I had actually been traveling the day before. I was at a funeral out in Colorado Springs and flew back on the 10th of September, and so I'd been away from the family for a few days. And later that night on 9/11, after a full day of obviously being on the air and covering the events, that first hug to say, wow, oh, thank you, I needed that. I'm grounded back again with what's most important. It's just amazing. And that was 12 years ago, and I can relive that in my mind in a nanosecond, 12 years after 9/11. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We've asked the question on our Facebook page, which you can get to from whatsonyourmindradio.com as well, if you want to weigh in there. One word that sums up what happened on 9/11. That's one question I have for you. If you had to narrow it down to one word, what would it be? And tell me where you were. Tell me what you remember. And I'm going to be honest here. I don't have that pit in my stomach that I felt on 9/11 that, you know, pretty much every year since I've had. Just seems like it erodes a little bit. Are we losing our resolve for what happened? I mean, it's impossible not to watch the images of the planes going into the Twin Towers again, or see President George W. Bush on top of that rubble with that firefighter saying, they'll all hear from us soon. And some of the, you know, images, the iconic images, to not have a fleeting moment of it. But I don't have that fire in the belly that I did, and I've kept that for a lot of years after 9/11. That worries me a little bit, because I don't think the enemy has any less fire in the belly, myself. By the way, Steve Bakken is a final day today of the Bakken Infrastructure Conference at the Bismarck Civic Center, so he'll be beaming in and out of the program as well, but we really want to hear from you as well. So tell me, what one word best sums up what happened on 9/11? Tell me where you were. Tell me what you remember. And tell me if you think we're losing our resolve. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It's Wednesday, so the Talk Radio Town Hall on a number of topics, but this hour is yours to reminisce, to relive that awful attack on America on 9/11. John and Grand Forks, you're first to go on the program at 800-228-0550. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah. Well, one word, personal. My nephew was a captain in the Air Force at the time, and he was working at the Pentagon. He was working on the Predator budget. And he'd called his wife to tell her she was watching TV, you know, the New York thing. And all of a sudden, he said, there was a big noise. I think I got to go. And he hung up. And, well, I think that plane went in three corridors, if I remember. And my nephew was in the fourth corridor. His office was 100 yards down. So I suppose he did hear a big bang. So we waited for him to call. He called later in the day, and everything was okay. And then when we invaded Afghanistan, then all of a sudden they had these Predators unmanned aircraft with missiles on them, and the CIA had those, and they were shooting in Afghanistan, and it turned out later we found out that my nephew had been at the CIA for a year, and he's the one flying those armed unmanned aircraft. So he's got some interesting stories, I guess.
I bet he does. It had to be an excruciating few hours before you heard from him, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. He didn't call me till about 4:30 in the afternoon. They had to hitchhike. Him and another officer had to hitchhike home. They couldn't even get their cars out of there, but anyway. So he's been in an unmanned aircraft thing from the very beginning. He just retired as a lieutenant colonel in August, and he can't say a lot about what he did, but it's kind of interesting.
So. You bet. Well, John, thank him for his service. That's wonderful. Appreciate you sharing the story.
Yeah, one more thing?
Sure.
Please? Yeah,
yes.
Well, then, about 3-4 years ago, he's talking to me on the phone, and he says, gosh, I just hope when I retire that Obama doesn't sign my discharge papers. Well, of course, when Obama got reelected, I called my nephew and said, yeah, sorry about that. I said, don't feel bad. Nixon signed mine. So, talk to you later, okay?
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Another Grand Force call to Brad. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Brad, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I was in kind of the same area where you were. I was living in Colorado Springs at the time, and one word that described it for me was eerie. Living in Colorado Springs, you've got Fort Carson, Fort Peterson Air Force Base, you've got the Air Force Academy, you've got Schriever Air Force Base, you've got NORAD. So it was very common to see, helicopters and airplanes and fighter jets and things like that flying around all the time. And actually, the one year I was there, they had to fly over with the B-1B stealth bomber or whatever when President Bush was there. So it was a very common sight to see military presence and military aircraft and stuff flying around. But that night, I remember standing on my balcony and, just kind of taking everything in. And you could hear the helicopters and you could hear the planes and you could hear all that stuff. But everything was running absolutely in the dark. There was no light. And so it was very eerie to know they were there, but you couldn't see them like you normally could. You could usually see, the landing lights or the flashing, flight lights or whatever they call them. And I remember that night just kind of thinking, wow, this is what it could be like if we lived in a military state, and not really knowing. And it was just very surreal to kind of hear all of that and know what was going on. And then to see, and then knowing that they were talking about President Bush coming and being there at NORAD for safety and all that kind of stuff, made me wonder if you were going to be the next target a little bit.
Interesting. Brad, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. Don and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind on this 9/11 commemoration day. Don, go ahead.
Hey, yes. I was putting air in the tires on my pickup, and I had the radio on, and I just caught a little blip. Oh, some kind of a disaster on those towers. And I went to another wheel. Then I heard Pentagon. Wow. Well, maybe it's an earthquake or something, some distance between the Pentagon and New York. But anyway, probably the reason I'm calling, there's a book in the library, the title, Debunking 9/11. And it's got a writer in there from North Dakota, man named Grand Pre. He points out that the maneuvers that the airplanes would have had to make to hit those towers would have made G-forces so strong that no pilot could have done them. And he presents a theory that those airplanes were flown by remote control. That sounds like a long haul, but anyway, they get the book, Debunking 9/11, out of the library. That's the end of my shtick, I guess.
I bet it's the only time you put air in your tires that you remember what you were doing when you were putting, you know, that you actually 12 years later remember putting air in your tires. You think of something that's pretty amazing. But
that's right.
Yeah. You connect those dots on a day like that. Don, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Personal, eerie, surreal is another word I'm thinking of that I think best sums up what happened on 9/11. What one word best sums up what happened on that day for you, and also where were you and what do you most remember? You know, Don just said the Pentagon. That to me is what when they got the Pentagon, it was like, all right, now this New York thing, one plane, two planes, but the Pentagon then removed any doubt that this was a planned terrorist attack, right? More with your thoughts when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
This just in, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story, obviously calling our sources and trying to figure out exactly what happened. But
remember that, huh? I was in a hotel lobby seeing those images and going, that's kind of odd. Everybody gathered around the TV, one of those little breakfast, you know, places for you know, everybody together, kind of comparing notes. Oh, how could this be? What in the world? Remember that the first image, you trying to put two and two together, what could happen, thinking it's some unfortunate accident of a plane, and and then the second one. And that's when the pit in the stomach really started, wasn't it? What's on your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. By the way, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Bring you this hour of the program. All right, back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for your thoughts 12 years after 9/11. And Matt in Bismarck is next up. Hello, Matt. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Well, I guess whenever the first plane flew into the First World Trade Center building, I was taking myself and my father were taking my little brother to Fort Benning, Georgia, to go to basic training. And I guess the one word that would sum it up was fear, you know, and kind of coincidence that the morning we're taking him to Fort Benning, this happened, you know, and it was, I'll never forget it. Just like millions of other Americans will never forget it. It was, I was afraid for my brother because once it was determined that it was a terrorist attack, you know, here he is going in the Army, and pretty much, you know, at that point we knew that we were going to be in some type of war, you know, and it was fear, you know, and now to look back 12 years later, who would ever thought on that morning, in 2001 that we'd have a president that would be, actually helping the people that did that to us.
Did your brother end up being deployed, Matt?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He just got out, this summer. In fact, he was in for 11 years and, in, 275 and 375 Ranger Division, did several tours in, Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah. God bless him. Thank him for his service for us, would you?
No,
appreciate the call. Appreciate you sharing that. I mean, I, you know, the amazing thing to me is how many stories there are of people who, after 9/11, said, "I want to do something about this. I am joining the service," knowing full well what you did. You know, driving your brother at that point, already signed up, already in, was coming. Phenomenal. Robert in Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening, Robert.
Hi, good morning, guys. One word. That morning, I just shocked. I was living in Denver at the time and was outside working in the yard. I had the day off. My wife came running outside. You know, it just, the look on her face was just, it scared me because we have three little ones. And so I ran in the house real quick to see what was going on. And I just was absolutely, utterly shocked. And I'm a veteran. I'm an 82nd Airborne Division veteran, and I had already ETS did my service, but I was seriously contemplating trying to reenlist as prior service. But my wife kind of put the kibosh on that. But you know, another little trivia. You know, before that, my pit in my stomach, like you, Scott, has deteriorated too as well after 12 years. My concern is not, but that feeling is kind of slowly going away. But a little trivia, I heard on the radio that the Happy Hooligans, that they made it from North Dakota here to Pennsylvania. Wasn't that where the aircraft went down in the field? That they made it from here to there in 12 minutes. Now, that's booking it.
Now, no, that's a little bit of folklore because I've interviewed the pilots of the F-16s from the Happy Hooligans. They were stationed out east. I forget where. I think it might have been Pennsylvania. I forget where they were stationed, but they were somewhere in the vicinity. They did scream,
okay.
And they were doing exercises, were on the ground, but were then scrambled over the Pentagon to find out what the heck's going on and you know, do we need to shoot down planes or whatever. In fact, we invited one of the pilots to come on with us today. We're going to try and schedule him this week. But, yeah, they were already on alert somewhere in the eastern seaboard there. So
I see. Well, thank you for clearing that up. I've always wondered about that because I thought that was just like, yeah, go get them, boys. But this notion that we couldn't have any assets on the scene in Benghazi for the hours and hours and hours and hours that battle went on, that's just inconceivable to me. So
It is.
You know.
And, you know, that tragedy, 1 year ago, we still have way too many answers, unanswered questions. Robert, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. So let's go from Spud Country in Grafton all the way to Oil Country in Williston. Jason in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Good, are you?
12 years ago, I was 26 years old. I was at the Law Enforcement Academy in Montana, and we come into class that morning, and our instructor told us what happened, and the first thing I felt was anger. And, of course, disbelief and everything. So with that being said, you've got now you've got this Syria thing. Well, didn't the libs and Dems and everybody bash Bush for going to war, for going after the people that did this on our own soil? And now we've got a president that wants to go, you know, halfway around the world again, in something that didn't directly affect us this time. I'm not saying, you know, discrediting or taking away anything from Syria and then the people that live there, but I think that's kind of ridiculous. And then as far as the Benghazi thing, you know, here we're a year later. There's answers. They're just not going to let us know what they are. And there's somebody that needs to be held accountable for it. We all know, you know, pretty much who it is, but they're not going to do anything about it. That's about it. So,
Jason, appreciate the calls. Thanks a bunch. Let's go a little further east out to Montana. Bo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Bo, what one word sums up what happened on 9/11 to you?
Oh, it was unreal. I remember I was still in high school and we were on a some sort of trip. We were in a hotel room. I thought I was watching a movie. Just turned on the TV and thought we were watching some sort of movie. It just didn't make sense that something like that could happen here, you know. And to make a comment on, you said you're losing that feeling in the pit of your stomach, and I think that shows that we are, you know, able to step up and say we are better, you know, a bigger man, that we don't have to hold a grudge against whoever did this to us. You know, where I think you're right, they still hold a grudge against us for whatever reason that is, you know, unbeknownst to us and really doesn't make sense to me or possibly anybody. You know, that I think that's, you know, where that feeling has dissipated with us.
You see that as a good thing, as a sense of moving on and resolve and strength rather than weakness.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, I think if something ever came down to it again and something like that happened again, I guarantee, you know, the people of this country would step up and that resolve would come back. But with our, you know, we're able to move forward and be, you know, look at something and be forgiving of it a little bit.
Bo, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Glad you're listening out there in Big Sky Country. Brad Minot, Stephen Bismarck, Keith in Watford City. Head down to South Dakota to chat with Tim, hearing from the Northern Plains on your thoughts 12 years after 9/11. Call us at 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulch Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Passing by, then all of a sudden stuff just started falling, like bricks and paper and everything. And so I just kind of like ran like inside to get away from the falling debris and glass and so forth. Then after like everything stopped, because it like was falling in the street and the cars were crashing into each other, then when it kind of stopped, I heard a guy screaming. And when I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I kind of like ran over and I tried to like put the fire on him.
The stories just kept coming one after another, and having an understanding of what was happening right before your eyes. Where were you? What do you remember most about that day? This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. And to your calls at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Keith in Watford City. Been waiting the longest to weigh in here. Keith, go ahead. You're up next.
Yeah, I remember exactly what I was doing that morning. Been out and done some crowd chores and back in the house to grab some coffee. I was going out to stack bales, and my dad called me, just got me in the house, and he said, turn your TV on. He says, you're never going to believe this. And I kicked the TV on, and he was right. And I stayed on the phone with him, and my dad was a World War II veteran. And he just said, now you know what we felt like when the Japanese got Pearl Harbor. And the biggest difference, he said, that you're seeing everything in real time as it's happening. And, you know, just absolutely shocked that could happen. But, you know, it's one of them things that happens. And, I was so proud of our country, the way everybody pulled together, just, you know, they sucked everything up and the loss of life was horrendous, but, you know, it was an act of war, and, you know, like General Sherman used to say, war is hell. And it was brought home to us severely, and we just have to remember never to forget these kind of things, because if you forget them, we're going to repeat them again and again.
No kidding. How long did the hay baling have to wait then?
A couple hours.
you got back to it eventually, though, that day yet, huh?
Yeah, I got back to it and just kind of shook my head. And I had a cousin that was an Annapolis graduate. He was in the Navy, and he was had an office in the Pentagon. And so we were kind of worried about him. And turns out he was in New York City that day that it happened, and he was supposed to go to a meeting at the Twin Towers that afternoon. So he kind of dodged it twice.
Interesting. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it.
Amazing. Thanks for the phone call. Of course, if you're wondering where I'm at today, of course, at the oil and gas conference here in Bismarck at the Civic Center. Let's go to Brad in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just have a couple of thoughts about that odd day. First of all, I'm a carpenter. I was on my way to the lumberyard that morning. I heard it a little bit on the radio. I get to the lumberyard, and they got TVs on, which is really odd, behind the lumber counter, and they're playing this stuff that's going on. And I was just, my heart sunk, and I go, no, this can't be going on. I called my wife, and she said, yeah, it is going on. And it was just an awful, awful day. And I remember going to work that day, trying to work. And I was siding in addition that I was doing for some friends. And I wrote on the house wrap underneath the siding, always remember 911. And then shortly after that, we went to lunch. And what I remember so odd about that day, we go to a busy lunch area, a restaurant, and we were the only two people sitting in that restaurant. And the sky was silent. There was not a plane in the sky. As you remember, all the planes were grounded that day. It was just an odd, eerie day. And praise God for a president that took the battle to their country and not on our soil. Thank you, Mr. Bush.
Brad, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Steve, Bismarck, you're next. Your thoughts on 9/11. Where were you? What do you remember? And what are you feeling today?
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Good. Yeah, no, I was in Fargo. And again, just, you know, kind of, you felt bad, too, because there wasn't anything you could do. You tried to go on with your day, but I was actually at a conference, and there was a golf outing at Edgewood. And again, that last guy, the strange thing for me being kind of an aviation buff is that there's no airplanes. And whenever you play golf out there, they're just constant because of the proximity to the airport, dead silent. And my brother was on a business trip in Pittsburgh, and he kept calling me. And, you know, we were trying to, you know, pretend like we were, things were normal, but it was just surreal. And he didn't know what to do. And at that time, he thought that some of the hijacked planes had left Pittsburgh. It turned out they hadn't. So he was literally distraught in that, you know, he could have gotten on one of those planes in Pittsburgh. He didn't. And I told him, I said, don't check out of your hotel and don't turn in your rental car because I don't think these planes are going to fly. And that's exactly what happened. He spent an extra night in Pittsburgh, went down to the lobby. There was another guy there that was from Minneapolis as well. They took his Hertz rental car and drove back to Minneapolis over about a day and a half. And what was really neat is some of the companies that stepped up, like Hertz, did not charge him. I don't think they charged anyone drop fees. They basically said, if you have a car, drive it to wherever you need to get to, drop it at the nearest, you know, rental place, and we won't charge you drop fee. And that's exactly what happened. So we ended up driving home from Pittsburgh. And of course, nobody flew for weeks. Those planes were grounded. It was absolutely bizarre to be outside that whole time and have no commercial or civil aviation going on. It was very, 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 like I said, I keep saying surreal, but it's just, I couldn't believe it.
Surreal is the word you've used. Eerie, personal, fear, shocked, unreal, odd, awful. There's a word that just consumed me that day after we realized what happened, and I haven't heard yet. But can you think of another word that describes what happened, what was done to us on that day?
Oh, it was another, you know, catastrophe, and the rage and stuff was there, but you couldn't, you know, as a civilian, you know, in Fargo, North Dakota, it's like, what could you do, you know? And that was the other thing. It was that frustration because you kind of had to go on with what you were doing. Otherwise, all you do is sit in your house and watch TV, but you just felt so bizarre doing it. It was a helplessness feeling. You felt terrible and tragic and, you know, like you say, attacked. It was the modern day Pearl Harbor, but, you know, what could you do? You know, there was no immediate action that could be taken. And, you know, kudos to the gentleman before me. George W. Bush was just phenomenal with the way he handled it. It really made you proud to have an administration like that was at the helm and getting things done. And again, if you contrast that to what's going on now with Benghazi and Syria and some of these other things, the foreign policy of this country right now is embarrassing and quite frankly dangerous. So I hope and pray that we don't get challenged anywhere near how we were 12 years ago in the immediate 40 months, because we're in trouble if it happens.
Thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon. Your thoughts, what's on your mind concerning 9/11? Let's go to Tim in Roscoe, South Dakota. What are your thoughts from 9/11?
I remember I was pulling a load into Nestle's Foods in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I just turned off Highway 12 and was getting straightened up, and that came over the news. So I went to get my first drop, and I got there, and my buddy Roger Olson, he come out, and he's checking the stuff out. And I says, Rod, you hear what they did? They ran some planes into the Twin Towers. And Rod's first words out of Roger's mouth was, he said, that's the end of life as we know it. And he's pretty darn right about that, too. And after that, you know how many rights we lost because of something like that there. Another thing I remember was such a pretty day. It was just blue, quiet, nice, wonderful time, you know, other than the fact that happened. Well, then I went over to get loaded, and I told those guys about it, and they were quite shocked, too, you know. Yeah, that's all I remember about. I don't hold an open grudge about it. You can't live if you're always thinking about getting even with somebody. It ain't a good idea. I don't care if it's a divorce or a fight or anything, you know, just you kind of got to go on, you know. It's a terrible thing for sure.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Tim. Appreciate the call. Gary and Bismarck, you're next at 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We are enjoying the reminiscing of that awful day 12 years ago from the wonderful What's on Your Mind audience, for sure.
Yeah, there is no words to describe everybody's feelings that day. I, of course, was at work with a whole office full of people, and the disbelief, the shock, the anger, all those emotions were displayed throughout the day. The worst part was getting home that night. I had three young daughters at the time, a wife, making supper, just sort of numb. Here comes George Bush up front of the American people, reassuring every one of us. And it was just, it was awesome. And the kids looking up and the kids looking at the president, listening to every single word. That's all I got to say. Hey, God bless America.
Thank you, Gary. Let's go to Rose in Hebron. Rose, what's on your mind today?
I guess my word describes disbelief. I live on a ranch and was just happened to be watching TV in the morning, and you didn't want to believe it. That was the part that struck me. And then today, as my grandkids were getting on the school bus, the 12-year-old said, oh, you know, I was about 3 months old at that time. And that made me realize that we need to talk about this. We need to educate our children as to what happened and how we need to be aware of what's going on in the world.
Couldn't agree with you anymore, Rose. I had that conversation with our fifth grader who's 10 on the way to school this morning, you know, because, you know, we know it with every fiber of our being, down to the point one guy called earlier and said he was putting air in his tires when he heard about it, right? I mean, you remember that level of detail, but the youngsters don't. It's good advice. I mean, and how much do we teach it in classrooms? How much do we teach what happened at Pearl Harbor in classrooms? I don't think enough at all, but appreciate your call. Thanks. Harlan in Devil's Lake, let's get you in here. You're on to What's on Your Mind quickly.
Yeah, Scott, we were mesmerized, and one of the things that happened, we were leaving for Chicago.
Mesmerized is a good word. Harlan, hang on here. I want to get more of your comment in here, and we're up against the break, so I don't want to cut you short. Hold tight. Mesmerized, in other words. And Dan and Streeter waiting to weigh in. Mark and Grand Forks, we'll get to all of you here on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulf Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation.
George W. Bush from the Oval Office 12 years ago tonight. 9/11, Gary and Bismarck had mentioned gathering the kids around the television and watching that. Many others have mentioned that, as well as one of those memories burned into the brain of 9/11. 701-258-0550, our telephone number. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnon. Back to your calls. Harlan and Devil's Lake, we cut you short there before, so you were telling us about your drive on that day. Pick up where you left off.
Yeah. Well, normally we had an international convention. This business I'm in, we had a convention in Chicago, and normally I'd fly, but I decided, my wife and my daughter, I decided to take them with, so we drove and we left at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't know what was going on until we started hearing this stuff on the radio. And we got to Minneapolis. This company I do business with has about 2,000 employees, so I have friends there. And on the way, I said, let's stop. So we stopped there, and the whole office, there's probably 300 people in that office, and no one was doing anything. The TVs were on, and it was just quiet in there. And if you can imagine that, a business that size was just stopped, and everybody was in disbelief. And the convention in Chicago has about 1,000 people, and there's vendors setting up days early. We left a day early. The convention was supposed to start on the 12th, and that was canceled, and there was people, or postponed until November then. We didn't know when it was postponed, so I mean, can you imagine the chaos and the expense and everything that happened? It was just absolutely terrible. So anyway, we were about halfway to Chicago. I have a sister-in-law in Milwaukee, and I said, well, call her up, and let's go. We're halfway there. Let's go spend a couple days with them. And we basically, when we got there that night, all we did was sit around and watch the TV, and it was pretty disheartening. Being an ex-military guy, I have the utmost respect for our flag and our country, and to see those people, what happened, I just watched it over and over, and it just made me so sad. It made me probably more sad than angry.
Sad, angry, all words. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another, by the word I was looking for, George W. Bush used, evil. Evil. I mean, that there's no other way to describe what happened on 9/11 other than evil. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Shane in Minot. What's on your mind today? Shane, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got a quick little story here. It was I remember because I was working at a shop putting bearings in a grain truck, and I heard it on the radio, you know, and it first come across, and I didn't think too much of it. And then more started to come out, and then, of course, you know, everybody in the shop started gathering around the break room TV watching it. But the interesting thing about it is I was getting married that Saturday, and I had two friends, one from New York City and the other from Florida, from when I was in the Navy, that was flying in for the wedding. And it wasn't long after that we had to find replacements for them. So,
I'll bet. No kidding, because they didn't make it then, obviously.
No, they obviously their flights weren't going to make her, so I had to find some replacements for them.
I can't imagine folks flying on that day and being grounded wherever they were closest to and wondering what the heck is going on. Only about a minute and a half left here. We're going to get everybody left that wants to weigh in on their 9/11 thoughts, so we'll give you 30 seconds each. Dan and Streeter, you're first, and then Mark and Grand Forks. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, yeah, I was woken up. I was a police officer, and I had just gotten home at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. A couple hours later, woke up, showed what the TV was, called into work, and they said, pack up all your stuff, and if we call you, you got to come. So, that was my memory.
Thanks, Dan. Let's go to Mark real quick in Grand Forks. Mark, what was your memory?
Well, I guess it just bothers me that Al-Qaeda today is as strong or stronger than it ever was. I could remember bin Laden saying that America would not be conquered militarily, but financially. So we've had now $2 trillion worth of wars off the books. The biggest bank that failed in 2008 was invested in by Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, the largest individual investor in Citibank that received a $306 billion bailout. Now Prince Bandar is leading the effort to promote Al-Qaeda and the overthrow of Assad. Prince Bandar was also known as Bandar Bush.
And remember, that day,
George Bush.
That day you're talking about is the first day, I think, Al-Qaeda became a household word. Later in that day, this has all the signs of Al-Qaeda. Mark, appreciate your thoughts. What's on your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.